Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosier sitting in for Chris Holman. And Wednesday, April 5th, we are on the road to the LCC West Campus, just west of Lansing, Michigan, for Star Tank. Here's a panel discussion led by Michigan Business Network's Chris Holman.
Anybody want to talk about risk? Anybody but you. It's kind of interesting. I think one of the most important things that you'll find is entrepreneurs who are always given this credit for taking incredible risks. I don't think that I ever found myself in a position where I took a risk. I had a lot of people tell me what I was about to do. I never saw it as risk. And so you have to really define what risk is. Now, I can tell you that having been on bank boards for 23 years and in loan committees, risk is defined very differently there. Excuse me, Dan. Than in my household.
Yeah, risk to us is very simple. What's the odds of us getting our money back once we give it out? So, you know, that's where working with business owners to keep their business viable. We like to, celebrate the successes and the things that we can do. We don't really talk a lot about the, uncomfortable decisions, the hard decisions that a business owner has to make at certain points in their business to stay viable and be successful in their business, which all relates to different types of risk, which to a banker is, we didn't get our money back, but to a business owner is, still going to be able to generate the revenue to do that.
And that was one thing. Everyone I know from being part of Star Tank, they kind of push you into this a little in the classes, and they recruit you and go, what do you think? Can you put up an idea together? And so you're not given necessarily a lot of time. I believe when I was told about Star Tank, it was the night beforehand. And so luckily I had been developing a business plan for a little while. But the one big thing, especially if you're going to try and not self-fund, and I'm going to dispel a delusion for you right now. You will not succeed at GoFundMe. You will not succeed at Kickstarter. There are already 10,000 of you trying to do that. It's watered down. The novelty has worn off. You need to actually, in order to succeed at those, position something that is different or unique versus the other 10,000 of you that are trying to do the same thing. So, but if you want to go forward with the business, especially if you're going to raise capital, get your numbers locked down. This is how much we're going to take. This is how much it's going to cost me. Be realistic with it. On your first showing, you're probably not going to have 10,000 people feeling, warm or whatever. So, and on day two, you're not going to have 150 tables filled for 12 hours per day. So, as the bankers will tell you, it is about ROI, return on investment. How much do I have to give you? When do I get it back? And I can't stress that enough, because we went through several stages of fundraising, from angel investment to line of credits, business loans, and you're all good people, probably. I don't really know. They're not going to look at it and go, this person's a good person, I'm going to give you that loan. This isn't 1940 Mayberry here. It's, do they understand how money works? How much is coming in? How much is going out? I can't stress that enough.
And dollars in, dollars out. The only thing that I would add to that is it's okay to interview your banker and ask them some questions about, are you going to help me or are you just going to give me a decision? If you're just going to give me a decision based on what I give you, how do I know that that's what I should be giving you? So it's okay to ask some questions of, who you're looking to borrow money from. What do you do? What's your commitment to helping me?
Really good point, because you look at the, I don't know if you got into venture capitalists at all.
Oh.
Okay, thank you.
I muddied those waters.
So a couple quick comments. One is the good venture capital firms, the firms that really want to get paid back, will generally take a real active role in your company. Now, sometimes that's good, sometimes that's not good. But they have a vested interest in your success. They don't want you to fail. So if they're really good and they give you a lot of money and they have this timeline to get their payout, they're going to come in and help make sure that you get the success that you need. And In most cases, I would say that I have seen, and I've worked a lot with venture capitalists, I've never used one, but I've worked a lot with them. They do bring a lot to the table. They bring a lot of expertise. They bring kind of a global view. And on your comment on internet funding, I had the good fortune of being in the Rose Garden with the president when he signed the jobs bill. And the reason was I'd lobbied hard for crowdfunding, which was part of that jobs bill. And that was going to be the savior. That was going to allow all of us entrepreneurs to go online and get 8,000 investors at $100 a piece. And it took so long for the SEC to regulate it that I don't think it's up and running the way it's supposed to be up and running now. So you're better off going out and getting conventional money if you possibly can after you use up what, friends, fools, and family.
Family.
Fools being the first one, by the way.
I'm a late bloomer when it comes to entrepreneurship. I worked for somebody else for 27 years. But before I got into the industry that I was in...
We'll have more from the Star Tanks business panel on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.